Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 what is up, baby? Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. It is great to have you here with me today. I hope you're having a most amazing day. I mean that. I truly, truly mean that. You get one choice. You woke up on the right side of the ground. Are you going to make it an amazing day? That is the question. Today, we're going to talk about you have to become wealthy. You must become wealthy. I want to make sure nobody's out there apologizing for being rich or being wealthy. And if you're not there yet, if you don't have a life of abundance, and we're talking about money today, is that okay? Is that all right if we talk about money? You're not going to be jealous, right? I mean, if you're somebody right now who isn't exactly where you want to be, and we're talking about having a lot of money, is that going to offend you? Shouldn't. Because it's right there for you as well. I'm going to show you exactly why it's important for you to create a life of abundance, how you attract that, right? Let's get into it, man. I'm fired up. Hey, make sure you head over to iTunes, subscribe to the Every Day Saturday podcast, and leave a 5-star rating. I'll know if you do. God knows he's watching as well if you leave a 5-star rating for the show. And then leave a great comment so other people all around the world can find this show. Come on now. Hey, also, make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know. Like the show? Awesome. Hate the show? Make sure you tell twice as many people. Just make sure you get the message out there that there's the number one motivational podcast on the planet waiting for you. All right. Teach a man to fish. My kids hate this saying. Dad, can you do this for Dad? Can you do Dad? Tie my shoe. Hey, remember. Teach a man. I know, Dad. Teach a man to fish. You feed him for a lifetime. Catch a fish for him, and you feed him for a day. Like, yeah, that's right. Hey, thanks for repeating that for me. You saved me the time to have to do it. That's true, though, right? You got to teach yourself to fish. Hey, look, first of all, we all have a certain place in our heart for those less fortunate. Can we just agree on that? We're adults here, okay? We're not here to make fun of anybody, to put anybody down that's in a lower, quote-unquote, lower class financially. Hey, yours truly, the person that you're listening to right now, grew up in a low-class family relative to money. Not relative to class itself. My mother, the great Catherine Crowley, raised us with great morals, hold the Crowley banner high, everything, man. Did the best she could with what she had to work with, 8 kids by herself. But we didn't have a lot of money. You know, I mean, please, food stamps, welfare, the whole thing. We were supported by the local government. Thank God for food stamps, you know, or it might have been tough, you know. But hey, we got out of that. Mom got off food stamps when I was about 8 or 10 years old, and then we used real money till I graduated high school. So what I'm talking about today is not taking a shot at anybody. It's to say this, though. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to benefit when you're saying, poor you. You can't help it. And you cannot feel sorry enough for somebody to be able to change their circumstance. It's just not going to happen. You know, you feeling sorry for somebody is not going to give them any more abundance in their life. As much as you think it is, oh, my heart breaks for you. Well, of course, but why don't you do this? Why don't you go out and create more wealth for yourself so you can attract wealth for others as well? And when you're an entrepreneur and you're able to attract wealth and you're able to create wealth, it's awesome. It's a better feeling. I'm telling you right now, I've had a job and I've owned a business. And to be able to create abundance when it's your name and your brand and your invention or your movement and whatever it is, your website, your product, it's way better. Now, people that are in a job that got a problem with this abundance and entrepreneurial mentality and all that stuff, they're going to say, well, you know, our company exports the most tile in the world, and because of that, we're creating jobs. It ain't the same. It just isn't the same. You may have had input in that, which is great. You know, you were part of a team that built the car or the textile mill that you work in. I think that's fantastic. I'm just saying it's different when you go out with your own dream, your own product. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't have to beat a dead horse, right? You guys get what I'm talking about. I mean, it's just not the same when you're in a job as opposed to when you go out and create your own movement. That's why I encourage everybody, man, get out there and test the entrepreneurial waters. Because here's the other thing. The sky's the limit. When you come up with a great idea, there is no ceiling. I mean, there is no, well, we only got 5% in the budget this year for a raise there, Johnny. So unfortunately, I know you hit 800% of quota this year, but boss man says 5%. But I tell you what, appreciate your commitment and your hard work. I'm going to put a good word in for you, too. I know you're bucking for that promotion. Look, that just doesn't cut it, man. Give me an extra 10 grand and stuff your promotion, okay? That's what I'm talking about. So when you go out on your own and you're out there creating wealth, it's the sky's the limit. You finally hit a sweet spot. You're going to hit that sweet spot, whether you create a DVD, an audio, an ebook, a video series, whatever, a podcast like this where you attract sponsors from all around the world that want to pay to be a part of your show, whatever it is that you end up creating, once you hit that sweet spot, it's just move the comma, baby. I mean, it is, okay, now I'm not just making $100, I'm making $1,000, I'm making $10,000, $100,000 a month. And that can happen. That will happen. It will happen because you're going to find, ultimately, you're going to find your target market. You're going to find this avatar that you've been seeking, this person who's got all of the characteristics that you took the time to write down that you are looking for. Because if you don't know what your target market looks like, how do you know if you ever find this person? You know, how would you ever know when you found your target market if you don't even know what they look like? So the first thing you got to do, you got to be really clear who this person is. Find a problem in the marketplace and then go find a solution for it. Are you telling me that there's not enough problems in the world to solve? Is that what you're trying to say? Because somebody who tells you, I don't know, Sam. I don't know if I can do that, Sam. I just don't know. Okay, so all the problems have been solved and there's no more problems. Hey, wow, that's awesome. That's great. I'm going to go outside and just whistle now on my way to the gym today. Say, hey, everybody, good news. All my listeners say all the problems have been solved. At least all the hard ones have been solved. So that's where you make the most money. You want to make more money? Solve bigger problems. Okay? I get a kick out of it. I hear these commercials on the radio every day. I drive my daughter to school. MyPillow comes to mind all the time. This guy, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Are you tired of tossing and turning, waking up with a bad back, a stiff neck? I'm like, God, I didn't even know I had all these problems when I was sleeping. This guy, seriously, he's talking. You ever hear this guy's commercial? Go to MyPillow or go to MyPillow.com. I'm giving the guy a plug. I don't even know who he is, so I'm giving him a plug on my podcast. But it's from MyPillow.com. And all of a sudden, my neck starts aching. It's like, this guy's talking. I'm like, yeah, geez, I guess so. I mean, holy, yeah, I got a little lower back, a little twinge there. God, I'm starting to feel all these things that he's telling me. Go tell the problem that's in the marketplace. People don't even know the problem they have until they hear it on the radio. I guarantee I'm totally averse to that stuff. Man, I hear that stuff. I got like one hand on my wall. You're not getting my money, man. You're not going to play that trick on me. I'm telling you, for every Sam Crowley out there, there's 100 people that were on the phone on the website buying a pillow, for crying out loud. The guy's creating an epidemic around the world based on a darn pillow. And then you got another commercial comes to my mind as well. Dan Mancini. You ever hear that? Mama Mancini's Meatballs comes on a commercial. You guys right now, you got to be listening to this show thing. Sam's lost his mind. I haven't lost my mind. These are the commercials I hear on XM radio every morning when I drive my daughter to school. Mama Mancini, the meat lover's meatball, the meatball lover's meatball. I screwed up the jingle, man. Mama Mancini, the meatball lover's meatball. I hear that jingle for 2 years now. I've been driving my daughter. Meatballs! Freaking meatballs! Come on, man. Everybody makes a meatball. What's the difference between Mama Mancini? The guy's got an accent. He must got to be either from Chicago or Buffalo, one of the two. I'm telling you, man, there's a problem out there. I didn't even know that there was a problem that there weren't enough good meatballs in the marketplace. This guy spending hundreds and thousands of dollars on radio ads, satellite radio advertising to sell his frozen meatballs, and I didn't even realize that there was a shortage of quality meatballs in the marketplace. There is! Pillows, meatballs. You ain't got anything better than that? Oh, man. Your idea ain't better than a freaking meatball. Are you kidding me? You know what it might be? It might be you're just thinking too much, you know? It might be, you know, you read all this thing on the internet. You know, I better split test this product. I better get a focus group to take a look at what these issues are. Yeah, okay. Get a focus group for your meatball. Let me know how that goes over, okay? I never got a focus group when I launched my business. You know what my focus group was? My wife. Hey, Ange, we've got no money in the bank, and we've got all these bills. Do you think we have a problem? Oh, okay, great. Then I'll get my ass in gear and start trying to sell something on the internet, and maybe I'll start speaking now that there's a little bit more of a sense of urgency to the message. So, yeah, that was my focus group. We're broke. You got to go make money. Get out of the house. So let's get back to this thought process that we were talking about a few minutes ago, and that is the more wealth you create, all right, the more wealth you're creating for yourself, the more you are attracting for others as well. And this really hit me when I had my big product launch back in 2009, really the first big product launch I ever had. And I was selling my product 6 days to Saturday, which is a six CD audio series, and yeah, I had to put out $10,000 ahead of time for the production of these CDs. Talk about a little bit of faith, right? Swallow hard on that one, man. 10 grand I had to put on my credit card before I even had a product launch. So I'm out 10 grand there. Had to pay a copywriter $7,500 to write. I got a deal, actually. $5,000 to write the sales letter for the first first product, 6 days of Saturday, $2,500 for the upsell, which was a one-click upsell. When you buy the first product, you go to a sales page for the second one. So I was out $7,500. So I'm out $17,500 just in product, the CD, and sales copy before I ever got going, okay? This was all going on credit, all right? Savings, credit, 401k, everything I'd saved up. Next, I had to purchase software to run my business, which was Infusionsoft. That cost $1,500 at the time, maybe $2,000. So I'm out $19,500, and that was my merchant account, all that stuff. I bought a computer. I needed a computer I could edit videos good in. That was another $2,000. So I'm out $21,000, let's say, so far, $22,000. And that was before I ever sold a product. You know, all of these people. Now, keep in mind, the copywriter got paid $7,500. The person who was creating the CDs got paid 10 grand to produce them. Whether I ever sold one or not, he got paid to produce them. All of these people getting paid. And then you just add, I mean, a couple hundred here and there. I had to create graphics for the CDs. They got paid. I was creating wealth for all these people because I created an idea and I created momentum. You're going to do this as well. See, you're going to attract wealth for other people when you finally decide to create it for yourself. So it's not just about you. I mean, people get hung up on, it ain't about the money. When you focus on the money, then you really don't have. Well, I agree with all that. We're saying the same thing. All I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with being rich. Look, if you're a jerk, I've said it 1,000 times, you're going to be a rich jerk when you get a lot of money. We all agree on that, right? But if you're a good person, good dude, a good gal, you get out there, you get a great idea, a great product, and you say, damn it, I'm going to create abundance, not just for me, but for everybody who wants to go along for the ride with me. That's what the best part is. It's not going on the trip alone. Who wants to celebrate alone? Hey, you ever win a trophy? Hey, I'd like to you see anybody on a good team, a winning team, Olympics, things like that. They always say, hey, I'd love to thank my teammates, man, the people that got me here, the men, the women, everybody. We worked hard since the first day of training, and we finally got here, you know? We had a vision. You ever see somebody on the Olympic platform and say, hey, tell me about the – did you envision? They're like, yeah. When I was a kid, man, when I was 4 years old, 5 years old, I used to envision myself standing on this podium. I put in 12, 14, 16 hours a day in the pool, running around the track, wrestling, tennis, whatever it is, man. You never hear anybody say, hey, Mary, you just won the Olympic medal in swimming. Did you envision this day happening? No. No, what happened? I won what? I won an Olympic medal. Huh. Isn't that amazing? I just thought I'd show up here today. It looked like a nice day inside the Olympic Stadium. And said they gave me a number, and I just thought I'd take a couple laps around the track. Look, next thing you know, I'm on the platform winning a gold medal. Wouldn't you know? I'll tell you what. Now I've seen it all right there. Okay? That never happens. Okay? They had a vision. They attracted that vision, man. They worked their ass off to get there. And when they finally got the abundance, this in the form of a gold medal, a silver medal, a bronze, whatever trophy you want to tag to it, the money is okay as well. They brought other people along with them. Let me tell you something, man. There is nothing better. There's nothing better than chasing that dream down and bringing a whole team with you to chase it at the same time. That is exciting. Nobody wants to do that stuff alone. And it never happens alone. When you succeed, you have a team of people who help you. They inspire you. They're on your team, man. They're doing everything. I was talking about the graphics designer, the programmer. I was paying all of these people, man, and happy to do it because I knew I stepped out in faith and I knew someday, some way, this vision was going to happen. I was going to have my own product launch. And you know what? If I went broke trying, so be it. I'd rather be broke and free, broke and in control of my life, than to be wealthy and being a damn puppet with strings being pulled by somebody else on the corporate food chain. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Does it make sense? When you create abundance, you bring other people with you, and you create abundance in their lives as well. $7,500 to a copywriter. Christ, he's happy. I came up with the idea every day is Saturday. You kidding me? Feeding his family for 3 months. Hey, I think that's a great idea, Sam. Well, of course you do. You're getting $7,500. Even if you're lying, I appreciate the compliment. I'll create abundance for you. You tell me one thing. You just tell me every day, baby, how much you believe in this dream. And together, we're going to make it happen. Are you with me? I'll tell you what, man. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. And it's going to be a lot of money. I never said it's going to be simple. I said it's going to be worth it. So get out there, create wealth. Don't ever apologize for going after the money as long as you've got your moral compass dialed in the wrong way and you're bringing a team of people with you. Trust me, those people are happy as a pig in slop that you finally decided to go for this dream. They're probably saying, what'd you wait so long for? Come on, man, show me the money. Keep going for that dream, brother. Keep going for that dream, sister. I'll cheer you on. Just keep the Benjamins flowing my way. Are you with me? Go out and create wealth for somebody. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.